thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call to me and I will answer you. For the next few days, let's look at some of the reasons why our prayers aren't answered. First, fallen angelic powers. For 3 weeks, Daniel prayed and got no answer. Why? Because an evil force in the spiritual realm, the Prince of Persia, blocked it. Read that in Daniel 10:13. So God assigned Michael, one of the archangels, to do battle with him. 21 days later, the struggle ended, and Daniel got his answer. Paul says, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. How powerful is the devil? Powerful enough to deceive you. Powerful enough to bring sickness. Powerful enough to oppose the righteous. Powerful enough to devour you. You ask, what can I do to overcome him? After telling us we're fighting against the forces of the unseen world, Paul says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. The Christ who lives within you is stronger than the enemy you face. Jesus said, when a strong man, like Satan, is fully armed and guards his palace, his possessions are safe, until someone even stronger attacks and overpowers him. Satan is strong, but Jesus is even stronger. John records, the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimonies. Aren't you glad? From Vision's Word for Today, Obstacles to Answered Prayer, Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.